listening to the Rookie Big Board Podcast Network.
Welcome into the Dynasty Big Board, part of the Rookie Big Board Podcast Network. I'm your host, Anthony Correnti, joined by my co-hosts, Ryan Searfoss and Eric Adams. Boys, week one, preseason, in the books. It's time to overreact. How you feeling about it?
Dude, it's get excited about things that are going to mean nothing. I'm so excited about it.
Very excited. This is going to be a funny pod. In case you haven't listened before, we partake in a little bit of tomfoolery on this podcast. So, you know, get ready. This is going to be good.
Yes, I guess we should put the blanket statement out there that much of this podcast episode, tongue is firmly in the cheek, right? It's week one of preseason, but let's have some fun and overreact to a couple of things and give some proper actual reactions along the way as well. So before we get into all those reactions, first, I want to talk about the ridiculous value that comes with being a Rookie Big Board patron. You can chop it up with the three of us and everybody else in the Rookie Big Board Discord and get access to Dynasty, Devy, and Rookie Rankings for just $3 a month. Took the kids to get ice cream after baseball practice today. Small Italian ice, more than $3. It was good.
Favorite Italian ice you get?
No, it wasn't for me. It was for... No, I didn't get it. It was for one of the kids. I did eat it. I did eat it because, you know, it did not last long for them.
You ate a child's Italian ice?
That boy.
You are absolutely right. I did. This is Pro Snack Podcast. And if there's a snack left for the taking, if somebody else chooses not to eat it, I'm going to finish that snack.
As Michael Jordan says, F them kids. weirdly enough, I had Italian ice as well tonight.
What flavor did you have?
Cotton candy, because I'm a child.
This was blue raspberry, so it's not really far off. They're in the same flavor wheelhouse, I feel
they
like.
They are. Same color.
Yeah. While delicious, it was more than $3. It was gone quickly because I could not savor it. You know, it was hot, kind of melty already, so it went down quick. For less money, you could have access for 1 month to all the Rookie Big Board premium content. If you want to win a fantasy football championship this year, you need the ridiculously valuable resources offered by the Rookie Big Board team, available at patreon.com/rookiebigboard. Eric, why don't you kick us off? Hit us hot with your first, not joking, not tongue-in-cheek at all, overreaction for week one of the preseason. Give me the good stuff. What's happening?
I think we should just put Romeo Dubs in the Hall of Fame now.
Oh,
you just throw him in there. This kid just doesn't do no wrong, apparently. I've yet to read one negative headline.
I wrote Romeo Dubs as a superstar on my list, so.
I mean, you can't deny it at this point. He caught that big touchdown, got nice and wide open. He actually did have a play where he but he got the best of Jair Alexander. If you can get the best of Jair Alexander, that actually does put you on the radar. But get the gold jacket ready. I think it's time.
I'm a little bit butthurt about the Romeo Dubs thing because in our group chat a while back, I watched Romeo Dubs tape and I said, I like this guy. And all three of you guys, the two of you and Matt Hicks, were like, he's butt, he's terrible.
I'm not a
Romeo Dubs. I changed it because like, oh, watch him at the Senior Bowl. And you know what? I'm now looking like a fool, a damn fool. Thank you guys.
So you were in, then we talked you out of him, and now you're back in, but you're
sounds
upset
like
with
you're,
him.
A fence jumper.
Yeah, you're.
I like to like walk the edge of the fence.
You're over the fence. You went over the fence.
Honestly, I'm not as in on him as like I feel like the consensus. I feel like there was a huge overreaction. Like it's not even close.
Matt tweeted out before this, sell him for a 2023-2. Would you do that right now?
Oh my God, yes. You would? In a heartbeat, I'd sell him for a 2023-2. But to be fair, I'm also fairly just out on Romeo Dubs. Big believer.
I don't think I would sell him for a 2023-2.
I don't either, because I think you can get more.
If you could get a one, then I'm in. Capitalizing.
He's the perfect guy to sell. Especially because he'll probably roll with the ones in the next preseason game and do well. Like, I don't know. It's going to be a nice game of chicken with that trade. Is how far you can push it before you realize there's five receivers and the ball's just going to Aaron Jones.
No. There's no five receivers. There's not five receivers in Green Bay. Who are the five receivers?
Well, if you
gotta name them right now.
If you combine five, it equals three.
You have the carcass of Randall Cobb.
Carcass Randall Cobb.
You have Christian Watson, who has not practiced yet. I think he just got off.
He just showed up.
Yeah, he just
Romeo got Dibbs.
Yep.
Alan Lizard.
Not a person.
Alan Lizard.
I know you got a big week one penciled in there for Sammy.
Is Sammy Watkins? Is that five. The other guy?
And then you got the touchdown machine, Robert Tonyan.
Bob All Tonyan. I'm saying, man, is if that's why you're gonna fade Romeo Dubs, I don't think that's good enough for me. It's not gonna pass the sniff test.
I'd still rather take the chance on Christian Watson, if I'm gonna be honest. Draft capital plus what everyone saw film wise, I'm still taking the chance of him over Dubs. Who played the game? Who would you rather have right now? Straight up trade, Dobbs or Watson?
I'd probably take Dobbs.
I would rather have Watson, but I'd rather just have somebody else.
Dobbs or... Ooh, what am I? I'm going to save this for... I kind of want to save this because it has one of my reactions that just popped in.
Oh, perfect. Well, why
because you... this player is absolute trash right now. And you should trade him away, and that's Treylon Burks, who can't even stay on the field, can't catch a damn ball. He came into camp out of shape, fat, asthma, and he's not getting burned. And he was playing with the fourth stringers. You trading him for Romeo Dobbs right now?
No way.
No way. If Malik Willis knew how to look downfield and throw the ball, he would have a touchdown. He was wide open. Yeah. It's like, oh man, that's not great. That's another overreaction for another day, Malik Willis.
But no, I'm saying like Treylon Burks is a huge overreaction right now, the wrong way, and it shouldn't be.
Yeah, I'm not worried at all about Treylon Burks. Not even a little.
I'm dead serious. If I had Dubs, I would send that for Treylon Burks just to see if I could get a nibble.
Just see if you get a bite.
Maybe him in third and see what happens.
It's pretty weird.
There's got to be somebody who believes it.
Yeah, it's pretty weird because there's definitely like bad buzz out there about him, but I'm almost more in on Treylon Burks than I was pre-draft.
Because the price has become more affordable.
Yeah, the price point matches up way better with where I valued him at, because it's not like I hated him. I just, there was always going to be people who had him higher than me or were willing to pay a higher price than me. And now that it's fallen in line a little bit, he is a bit of a buy right now. I'd easily rather have him over both Green Bay receivers.
I'd agree with
easily.
That.
Easily.
Easily, yeah. Yeah. Is there any, okay. I forget where everybody had them pre-draft, but straight up, who would you rather have right now? Obviously, Dynasty, not redraft. Treylon Burks or Jameson Williams?
It's the same as it's always been, Jameson Williams.
Jameson Williams, okay. All
right. It was that in the first place.
Just checking. What about Treylon Burks? Treylon Burks or Chris Olave?
Chris Olave.
All right, just making sure we're all on the same team here. But yeah, Burks... Burks
was my 1, 2, 3, 4. He was my wide receiver 5. He's probably moved down to 6.
I think he was my 6, and I think
he might be 6. He might be 6 or 5, 7 for me.
He might be 7 for me as well because Tyquan Thornton's number 1 now. So
he bumped everybody.
I think Jahan Dotson jumped him for me just because I love Jahan Dotson.
Dotson over Burks, you said?
Yeah,
that's fine.
And I was really close. Like, they had the exact same film grade for me. Just, like, some of the other stuff didn't, like, add up in my, like, formula.
But, all right, Ant, overreact.
All right.
The Jets are going to the Super Bowl.
Obviously, that's not an overreaction. That's a perfectly rational, reasonable gauge of where things have been.
Quarterback gets sacked 8 times a game.
Yeah. Listen, hey, Burrow made it. Right.
Yeah. Burrow, right. I guess that's how it
goes. Big difference between Burrow and Joe Flacco. Mobility to rise.
Oh God.
I don't know. Joe Flacco has like a spleen or something.
I mean, Joe Flacco is a better passer than Zach Wilson, according to Garrett Wilson. So I'm just saying.
Okay.
Flacco has an appendix.
We should throw this in just as an extra overreaction. Ryan tried to make me mad online. on Twitter yesterday.
I did make you mad.
Yeah, Twitter. Ryan tried to make me. This was an appropriate reaction to his overreaction. I can't tell you how many people have texted me over the last like 2 days or like seen on Twitter. Oh, why did Garrett Wilson say Joe Flacco throws a better ball than Zach Wilson? Like, what is Garrett Wilson supposed to say?
I didn't say that. I just put eek.
Yeah. Anything else? I typed out a whole tweet that I backspaced and didn't actually send to you because I pulled up like the Pro Football Reference and I was going to be like, Joe Flacco's thrown 5,800 more passes than Zach Williams. Of course, or Zach Wilson. Of course he throws a better ball.
I don't know about that. I think Garrett Wilson could have been like, you know, this old weird creepy dude is throwing his balls at me and, you know, he's not a cougar hunter like Zach is. I don't feel comfortable at all. That's what Garrett Wilson should have said.
Probably but true. But Zach Wilson aside, New York Jets aside, there's another team in the AFC East that I want to talk about. It's an explosive offense.
Yes, sir.
It's obviously the Buffalo Bills.
That's not what I wanted.
The Buffalo Bills. All over the Buffalo Bills roster, but you know who the RB1 is in Buffalo. It's Zach Moss. That's who. He's the first back on the field. What a James Cook average. 1.7 yards per carry preseason week one.
Three for five? That's not good.
Come on. 3 for 5. Couldn't be Zach Moss. 3 for 37. Couple receptions. I think five yards receiving.
I didn't want to talk about this one.
Yeah, this is a hurtful one. I thought you were going like Khalil Shakir and you got
Zach Moss.
No, I really wanted to go the other way. But more realistic, Khalil Shakir is that man, as the kids would say.
Zach Moss is the bad version of Sony Michel.
I think that's the closest you've ever come to complimenting Sony Michel.
Holy crap. Jesus.
That's the nicest Ryan's ever been about Sony
that
Michel.
That is the nicest he's ever been about.
That's
him.
Incredible. That is so disrespectful to everybody involved.
Sony don't deserve that, man. You are aggressively against him. You want to know who didn't play in Buffalo? Devin Singletary. Devin you want to know who the real RB1 is?
He is the true RB1.
Yeah. Dude, Khalil Shakir, though, man, looked awesome.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
He really did. Everywhere.
Hey, every Jameson Crowder hyper, I bet you feel really stupid right now. Yeah.
I'm just saying Khalil Shakir or Gabriel Davis. Lock it in.
Over Gabe Davis?
Maybe not this year, but by next year. Khalil Shakir or Gabriel Davis.
We'll see about that after.
I think that's just going to be a nice, like, very problematic trio for defenses. Like, Davis, Shakir, and Stephon Diggs is going to be a handful. Like,
I don't think Isaiah McKenzie's a slouch either.
McKenzie's just something in there to make people frustrated now.
It is. They got the juice this year. They're going to lose to the Patriots, but they got the juice.
It is going to be. Yeah, it's unfortunate. It's in the AFC East because they are going to be quite good. Eric, what's your second one here?
Iron sharpens iron. No, I can't bring it up. Okay. The Jaguars are playoff bound.
Oh, I love this.
One preseason game in, baby. I'm in. Trevor Lawrence looking great.
I love this one.
They got a litany of weapons. Travis Etienne, you can't tackle him. He's back. It's great. Christian Kirk, best wide receiver in the NFL, clearly, because they gave him that deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they look good.
Listen, they have an adult coaching for him now, though.
Yeah.
They, like, I think
definitely
he's
not making the playoffs, but they're going to be
a tough team.
They'll be annoying. They'll be annoying to deal with. They'll play the Titans and the Colts twice, and I would not be shocked if they ended up splitting with one of those two teams.
They'll come close to 500. They won't be picking in the top 10 this year.
Yeah, that I would agree with. Top five. They won't be picking top five. They might be picking.
They're not picking the top 10 this year. I'll give them top 10. They'll pick like 13. 13 to 16 range.
Okay, now you're getting too far down the line. They're not that good. They're not that good, dude. Go look at that secondary. It's not great. But, you know, overreacting. They're playoff bound, 100%.
I like it.
Good. I don't know if this is considered an overreaction.
Oh, man.
But
Ryan, go look at what the AFC has and tell me again.
I'm saying what I'm about to say. I don't know if it's a reaction.
Okay.
It might just be a reaction, But this quarterback started out 6 for 6, 80 yards, touchdown on his first drive without exactly AJ Brown.
Yeah, no, without this was on my list Smith, too.
Without Dallas, Dallas Goedert was there, who's we can react also going to be in the top 5 tight end.
AJ Brown was playing, I thought.
Well, yeah, he didn't catch nothing on those, did he?
He's still playing.
That's fair. But, dude, that offense is clicking and loaded. Jalen Hurts, lock him into a top 5 quarterback this year. I don't know who he's knocked out, but he's going to be in there.
Yeah, if he can throw the ball.
Bro, 6 for 6, 80 yards.
Oh, I can. Against the Jets. I mean, come on.
Come on. Red flag. Come on. You know what the most frustrating part was? Dallas Goedert scored on that same exact touchdown last year in the regular season, I feel like.
Yeah, but he had a better quarterback throwing the ball at that time.
It was Minshew Mania then.
Yes, sir.
Hurts looked good. He really did. Hurts
looked sharp. He looked good. If that pass, if he can be like a mid-level passer with his rushing ability, it's top 5.
So, everyone, Ryan doesn't know what an overreaction is because that's definitely not an overreaction. That's 100. I would not be shocked if he's in the top 5.
That's close. I don't know if it's an overreaction or just reaction. I'm sorry.
That's going to be your normal reaction. We'll give you one more chance at an overreaction.
Oh, God, I don't think the other one's big enough, even though I really like it.
Well, get bigger.
Yeah, I'll go bigger. Just.
I want to say this right now. I am this close. This close. Y'all can't see this, but my fingers are very close together. I am this close.
It's about 3 centimeters.
I am this close to saying the Eagles are possibly going to the Super Bowl this year. They have an unreal team this year. Like, there's other than like linebacker, which if N'Kobe Dean plays, I don't think it's as much of a weakness as I think it is.
Yeah.
They do not have a weakness.
Bro, N'Kobe Dean made plays.
Yeah. Whoever
that dude that he blew up was made them look like a little baby. Oh my God.
Yep.
He should be ashamed.
100%.
Yeah, it is. Man, I don't know. I'm still upset about it. Dallas Goedert touchdown. Stewing over it. It's really
preseason, dude.
It's real. I guess, but still hurt.
What do you got against Goddard?
Nothing. I love Dallas Goedert. I said on this podcast that Dallas Goedert would go over 1,000 yards receiving this year. People forget, but it's out there. Roll the tape. I think it's gonna happen. But oh man, that's not how I wanted that defense to look. All right, I'm trying to decide between a couple things that I want to give you in terms of overreacting.
Can I give my other mid-level one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I'll go big after that. Rashad White is the next James White. I don't have some reaction though.
I don't know. Like,
I don't know if I ever.
I just think he has. It's not an overreaction, Ryan. You're very bad at this.
I'm good at like handling terrible overreactions, saying, "Hey, you're dumb." Me making it myself. How do I never react?
Oh, this is one of my favorite types of things to do.
I think Rashad White. Like, maybe this is an overreaction. I think of Rashad White with a way bigger like ceiling.
Outscores Lenny.
I have it very close, and I think that's a very real possibility.
I'll take it one further. Rashad White, best running back to come from this class.
Whew.
That's an overreaction.
Yeah, but it is an overreaction, but like, there's a world where it could be true. Oh, it's
definitely in the realm of possibilities.
100%. I would say this. I think without, like, if Fournette missed time, Rashad White's a top 12 running back.
And Leonard has had some injury hiccups in his career. So, I mean, it's not, you know, it's possible.
How far apart do you guys have them in terms of production? Fournette and Rashad White.
Very far apart.
Very far apart.
Very okay. far apart for me. Rashad White, 134 fantasy points. Leonard Fournette, 290.
Oh, okay.
I'm closer. I have Leonard Fournette, 202. Rashad White, 139.
I hate raining on the parade here, but like, if Fournette's on the field, you're kidding yourself if you think Rashad White's going to play over him.
Only thing I could say would help with Fournette is them keeping his workload in check for playoffs, because with that division, it's an easy trip to the playoffs for them.
I have it closer. I have it more like a full-blown committee almost. Fournette with 233 fantasy points and Rashad White with 207.
You are pie in the sky hopeful. I commend you.
I am. But I think Rashad White is too good to not have a role. With Godwin coming back from injury, with no Gronk, okay.
So are you not a Russell Gage guy is what you're saying?
I'm not a Russell Gage guy. And I'm not a, this is the year Julio's actually still good guy. Like, no shade at Julio Jones, one of, the all-time talents at the position, one of my favorite players to watch over the years. But, I don't know. Didn't we just go through this? And I get Tom Brady's better than Ryan Tannehill, but
Tom Brady's a lot better than Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah, but I just don't think that Julio Jones is going to walk in and command all the work. I just think Rashad White's too good to not have a role on this team. And I think trying to keep Leonard Fournette healthy for the playoffs is a real thing.
Here's where it works a lot in Rashad White's favor. I have them throwing the ball 730 times. They're going to throw the ball a ton. They are not a running football team. They're throwing. They are going to go as far as Tom Brady's right arm takes them.
And how many?
They're just going to pass.
How many targets did you guys give Rashad White?
51. But I think it's pretty good in year one, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm pie in the sky.
40.
I'm pie in the sky. 48?
No, he said 40.
Four? Oh, God.
I was only 51. You didn't react like that.
40 sounds so much worse. 40 is practically 38. I gave him 75 targets.
Man, bless your heart.
I think you accidentally overreacted.
Yeah, this spitballed into me overreacting about Rashad White, but I mean this all.
It's like I said, it's in the realm of possibilities. They're going to throw the ball a ton. Like you guys said, Leonard Fournette should be absolutely managed because he's very important.
I do still have Fournette getting 68 targets. I still have him being pretty involved. I have the running backs being involved. I have them running the ball, eight more times than last year, but I do have them, I guess throwing the ball about the same as last year, over 700 as well. But man, these guys can both catch passes. I don't know.
I think it's going to be a nice 1-2 punch.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm sorry.
And if Fournette goes down, Gio's done.
If Fournette goes down, oh my God.
Yeah.
Then your pie in the sky hopes comes to fruition because Rashad White will catch a lot of passes.
Yeah, I'm bumping targets up. She talked me into it.
All right, see? That's it. Overreaction accomplished. I've now swayed Ryan.
I gave him 53. Problem. I gave him 13 more.
Okay. All right, now I'm the lowest. Now I have to fix him. So, only problem, since this is a Dynasty podcast, I think everybody and their mother is privy to the fact that this is probably Tom Brady's last season. Does that worry you? I think it should. I don't know if you watch Kyle Trask, but I think it should.
It does, but I think even if they don't figure it out, White was one of the few running backs in this class that I felt good about having true three down ability. Mm-hmm. So I think even if they have to go kind of gross at quarterback next year and have to run the ball a ton compared to having to pass the ball a ton this year, I think he'll at least get opportunity.
So Rashad White or a 2023 2, you keeping Rashad White?
Rashad White, probably, yeah.
Rashad White or one moment running through. Rashad White or Elijah Mitchell?
Elijah Mitchell.
Oh boy.
I'm taking Mitchell. I like White. But
I think Mitchell's young enough and proving good.
What was it? Elijah Mitchell or Rashad White?
Yeah.
I don't like that one.
That's why I said
I'm going to say, what do my rankings say? Let's check that. Rankings say Elijah Mitchell by 5 spots, but I think I'm going to take Rashad White.
Okay. All right. Rashad White or Cam Akers?
Cam Akers.
Okay, good. This is a Cam Akers spot still. Solid.
Yep.
Rashad White or Isaiah Pacheco. Pacheco, right?
Yeah. Yes, we got him in.
Got him in at least
one. Isaiah Pacheco, obviously. Isaiah Pacheco, easily. The true RB1 of 2022.
All right. Ryan, you still have, I don't know what type of reaction you have left, but me and Ant have our normal reactions now. This is a normal reaction. This is going to be like a, no, I'm actually taking this and running with it. Matt's going to love what I'm about to say.
Matt
is going to love what I'm about to say. The Steelers, and to a lesser extent, the Falcons with Ridder over there, they should follow suit with this. Steelers need to start Kenny Pickett week one. They should give him reps with the ones. They already did today. They said
he was working with the ones.
He was working with the ones in the two-minute drill. And they need to give him reps with the ones. They need to allow him, at the very least, to play with some of the starters next week in the preseason game and some of the second teamers in the following two preseason games. And he needs to start week one. Mitch, I'm sorry. You got like $7.5 million coming to you per year. That's not a starter. And Pittsburgh, take a note out of what New England did last year. It's a tough decision, but you have to put Kenny Pickett in week one. There's no waiting here. He's ready. He has to be ready, or he's going to learn and on the job. That just has to be the way.
He's 6 months younger than Lamar Jackson. He needs to be in there as soon as possible.
He needs to start right away. Yeah.
He's going to be 30 by the time December rolls around and he starts.
All right. That's a little aggressive. I understand you hate him, but like.
I think anybody projected him to start this year, I thought, out of us.
I didn't, and after watching the preseason game, it's not like the preseason game made me go, oh, man, I got to start Kenny Pickett. But as long as he looks like he understands what he's doing in there, he's got to start him. I don't agree with that. You got to start him week one, because if you don't start him week one, you're basically telling him, you're close. We're dipping our toes in the water with Mitch here. We made a promise. They're not fence jumpers over there, Ryan. They're not fence jumpers like us. No. They are on one side of the fence. The Steelers are smart. I think they see it coming down the pike today. Like I said, if he's working with the ones already, I think they understand what's about to happen. And Mitch, look, man, Mitch looked good. Even freaking Mason Rudolph looked good, which is something the people on the Pickens touchdown don't want to talk about. That was a perfect throw by Mason Rudolph. I don't want to take away from Pickens catching the touchdown, but that was a perfect throw by Mason Rudolph.
Better not.
But it's the Kenny Pickett show, dude. You got to start him week one. You got to be smart about this. You got to maximize the value of that rookie contract. You got to put him in there week one. And same thing, I feel the same way about the Falcons. You got to start Ridder week one. Ridder, I understand, doesn't have the same draft capital, but like he looks dynamic. And let's be real here, like Marcus Mariota, what does he have? Like one or two games, if that.
He's not rich.
Like, let's.
He's not good.
Yeah, let's just get Ridder in there and see what we're doing. Because
Mariota's a backup. He's a career backup for a reason.
Yeah. Let's stop dilly dallying. Those two need to. They need to play. And yeah, if you want to throw in a Washington over there, I know that won't happen because Carson Wentz has a really really big deal, a really big contract. But Sam Howell looked pretty solid.
It's Commander Carson to us civilians.
Oh, Commander
to us civilians. Yeah, I mean, they all should, for sure.
Yeah.
Just because, like, for different reasons, I guess. Like, Pittsburgh needs to know what they have in Pickett, because I think if they don't have it in Pickett this year, like, it's not good. It's not like he's coming in super young, and I don't expect him to turn into this whole new player in a year or two from now. I think.
I just think you're delaying the inevitable here. Like, there's no reason to delay it 6 weeks. There's no reason to like wait if Mitch like fault. Like, no. Like, if it's in the best interest of your team going forward and in the future, or for your future, to start Pickett, you got to start Pickett. The Steelers are smart. Tomlin's smart. I feel like they're going to start Pickett week one.
And the good news is, if they do start Pickett week one, let's just roll this right into. I need to bring up that there's going to be a lot of people. Not who listen to this podcast. There's a lot of people who listen to this podcast who are going to be right about George Pickens, because we've talked about George Pickens for so long. I am all the way. I've never abandoned George Pickens hype, but I am all the way in. He has been every bit as good as advertised and even better than we could have hoped for, I think, through training camp and preseason. And I was thinking about this earlier today, because at first in my head, I was like, oh, well, you know, if not for the injury – and, you know, played at a different college. The injury doesn't even really have anything to do with it, I don't think. Like, because if he had the injury, if he tore the ACL but played at a different school that featured him in a more prominent way before the injury, he still goes day one on the NFL draft, I think.
Yeah.
But he got hurt and played for a place that wants to run the ball a billion times a game. They win a lot of games doing it. Nothing wrong with it. But George Pickens is every bit as advertised. He is a physical menace. And I also am not going to – I know people – I saw some people mad online when he, you know, shoving a guy on a block and kind of, you know, jawing at him a little bit after him. Oh, this was the problem in college. Yeah, I'm not going to knock George Pickens for it. He's a big, strong, physical guy. And I love it. And
I think it's great for the rivalry. And I can't wait for him to get his head knocked off across the middle. But no, he's good.
Yeah. The reaction there is
– So I'm going to say –
Huh? This guy ain't doing any TikToks. This is not Juju. I don't know if he's going to get his block knocked off.
He's going to get block knocked
I think
off.
You better bring the Thunder when you play the Steelers. That's what I'm going to say.
Good. I want it.
But I think in the short term, George Pickens is wide receiver two on this team, fantasy relevant in year one. And arrows still point way up.
We are clearly not a Chase Claypool pod.
No, we're not.
Put it down.
We are not a Chase Claypool pod. I want to be in on Chase Claypool more than I am, to be fair, but I don't see it happening now. Like, Pickens is going to play in base wide receiver sets. Like, What did you say, Ryan?
I'm going to say this is going to be my last time I say anything. I don't know. My service went out. So I might be repeating something. This is going to be the last time I ever say anything good about George Pickens for a career in fantasy football. I will not talk good about him in the season, no matter how good he does. I don't care if he has 2,000 yards. He's a word I'm not allowed to say on this show because he's a rival team. But love the talent coming in. He's going to be really good, man.
Yeah.
This might be the cheapest you ever get him, but F him.
What's your last one, Foss?
Since I didn't go bold enough, I'm going to go bold, and I'm just going to go be super homer about it. Isaiah Likely's going to be a top 12 tight end.
Let's go.
He's going to be back end, tight end 12. He's going to get targets. He's going to be starting because Baltimore's running two tight end sets. He got targeted heavily in the preseason, and if God forbid something happens to Mark Andrews, he has top five potential. Because that kid,
I love that they're relying on a rookie tight end. That's going to be fun.
He's the most talked about player, dude. He's freaking good, man.
Made some crazy catches out there,
dude. He catches everything in traffic, above people. He makes guys miss an open field. He's just a jumbo wide receiver.
Yeah.
Star.
I hope so. If he's not,
imagine,
I don't know what they got.
Could you imagine if Baltimore produces two top 12 tight ends?
Oh, dude, I would love it. Top that three tight end and then like number 12.
Bananas. If they just bookend the tight end ones, like if Mark Andrews finishes as the top tight end, say, and Likely goes as tight end 12. That'd be hilarious.
Dude, that would be amazing. I'd be so excited.
Very on brand.
As the ultimate, like, tight end hater, I'd become only a tight end fan.
We are a tight end podcast, so.
We've turned into a tight end podcast against my wishes, and now it's just gotten to me.
It's only fair that the hype would come from here, the premier tight end podcast on the internet.
But no, so kid's good. That's all I'm gonna say. He's real good.
All right. Any last final words we want to throw out there? Anything you want to really shake up the internet with, shake up the airwaves with? One last take. Isaiah Pacheco. Anybody that we want to?
I was gonna talk good about Alec Pierce, but everyone knows how I feel about him. But he's starting now, so
yeah, he's
it's gonna be good.
Yes. Yes, it is. Another player that if you have been listening to this podcast feed,
you
likely have lots of exposure to. So kudos to you. All right. Well, that's going to do it. So thank you all for listening to this episode of the Dynasty Big Board, part of the Rookie Big Board podcast network. We're going to be back with more of the Dynasty Big Board next week, but be sure to tune in tomorrow to hear from our friends on the Devy Big Board. And we'll talk to you guys then.
Later, taters.